Let's say you're shopping on a smartphone. You click on the shoes or the book that you want, and then when you get to the shopping cart, you stop. You abandon your virtual shopping trip. Well, the credit card company Visa says that's a big problem for retailers, and today they're rolling out a brand new system to get us to spend more money online. Here's NPR's Aarti Shahani.
Visa is actually trying to fix two problems with one swipe. First, shopping on your smartphone is great until it gets tedious and you have to use your big thumbs to type in lots of digits.
All of the wonderful benefits that consumers get from using their mobile phone, you know, when you're out and about, kind of fall apart when you get to the payment part of the process.
Jim McCarthy is Visa's global head of product.
So with Visa Checkout, what we're trying to do is make it really easy for the consumer to complete that transaction.
Under the new system, every Visa customer gets an account that stores their credit card number and billing address. And retailers interface with Visa to accept that account. So when you're out and about in the digital mall,
you'll just provide a username and password, and all that information will be provided securely on your behalf to the merchant for checkout.
Behind the scenes, there's a big security upgrade. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express all work together on a new technology called tokenization. Under it, the 16 digits of your credit card stop running out in the wild and stay inside the card company's server walls. The retailer just gets a randomly generated 16-digit token that can't be used anywhere else. So if hackers break into Target, the tokens they steal are no good at Amazon or Pizza Hut.
What we're trying to do is make the whole experience of someone trying to steal cards less profitable.
The new Visa checkout system could give a boost to online shopping. Jamie Vigiano, head of marketing at the online company TaskRabbit.com, says when you exchange cash or give a credit card, it feels like a financial transaction. A login and password? Don't.
There's the psychological impact that I'm not forced with any payment guilt, at least at the time of purchase. I think there's the potential that people would spend more.
Stephen Murdoch, a cybersecurity expert at the University of Cambridge, is watching with some skepticism. Over in Europe, he says, when banks improved security, it also became harder for some customers with fraud claims to get their banks to listen.
The rationale is that because the system is more secure, then any fraud that happens must be the customer's fault. But that is obviously not true because it's just more secure. It's not perfectly secure.
Given Visa's massive size, today's move could set a brand new industry standard for online shopping. But Murdoch says not even Visa can eliminate all risk. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.